there anything I was wrong about?
Inshallah, we perform this nikah as the Rasulullah says. Nikah is part of my sunnah, meaning part of the sunnah of the Prophet. And all prophets, as we know, they're all married at some point or the other. None of them took part in an inappropriate relationship. We are living in times where it is very challenging and it is very difficult not to be in an inappropriate relationship. Also, even if you are in an inappropriate relationship, it is very tempting in the sense that, as you know, when you are married, the temptation is more because you are not desperate. And when you show sometimes you are desperate, more people like you and want to marry you. That's why I get people complaining that before they were married, they were not tempted to cheat. But after they got married, they were more tempted to cheat. Because all of a sudden people realize they are secure, they can pay the rent, they can do this, they can do that. So we learn something very important in our religion, Islam, that if you are tempted towards haram, you are tempted towards wrong, then you have to see your finances. And if Allah has blessed you with enough to pay rent, Allah has blessed you with your ability to pay for the food, Allah has blessed you with the ability to pay for clothing, Allah has blessed you on the level where you can live successfully enough with another person without being in greater conflict and creating greater harm for the other person, then by all means you should try and settle down and get married. Also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that for every individual I have made it such that they will be able to find a compatible spouse out there. Imagine the world population is about 7 billion and your heart will be only attached to one individual for the most part. If you think the hand says no, just wait. I'm not saying you should do this, you should wish for this, but imagine a divorce letter comes home from your wife. You go home right now and the letter says, you know what, I want separation. At that point you will realize the value of your wife. And sometimes a woman takes her husband for granted until she gets a letter saying, you have to go your way and I have to go my way. I've seen people that are very, very strong and very, very powerful. But when that letter came to their doorstep, I saw them crumble before my eyes. All of a sudden, then they realized how much either they were desperate or loved that person, define it however you wish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put somebody in your heart for one purpose, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you may be happy and they may be happy. That's the idea of marriage. The idea of marriage is not to go and to make her work for your parents and you must send money for her parents. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave you extra, by all means you should do that. Nobody denies that. But the idea of marriage at the end of the day is to look after your iman, protect her iman, look after your faith, protect her faith, you be happy, she be happy, and both of you together, inshallah, worship Allah as Allah wishes for you to worship. That's the end. That's the bottom line. And amongst the things you can do to make sure your nikah is successful, your marriage is successful, every day you dedicate 10 minutes, 15 minutes to talking about the greatness of Allah, to talk about the greatness of the Prophets and the good things they have done, to talk about things that can help you both become stronger in faith and understand your responsibilities and inshallah your obligations. So with that in mind, inshallah, we just read a small khutbah. Because I know people have to go to work, that's why we don't give any fancy talks here. But it suffice to say, inshallah, we'll just make the khutbah, and thereafter you can wish the individuals the very best. Before